The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell, politicalbombshell.com. I'm Rashawn Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Cop Hero Shirt. This is one of our support, the men and women in blue. You have in six different colors. I like the black version the best. Although the white one looks good too, but I prefer the black one. Of course, you got the blue, the pink, the champagne or the red. And this one looks pretty cool too. So just go to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow Store. Let's talk about this. This is about a Budweiser damage control. If you were, again, following me on Swell, I spoke heavily about this, did many stories on this, including one bashing Don Jr. You want to check that one out, just go to, like it says here on your screen, get the Swell app in your store or in Google Play Store, and follow at R-E-H-D-O-G-G, but I bashed him. You can find out what I said there. Damage control. Budweiser releases heavily patriotic new ad in wake of Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Anheuser-Busch dropped a new ad. I think this falls under, by the way, too little too late. This is just my opinion on this. Too little too late, for sure. Anheuser-Busch dropped a new and very patriotic ad on social media Friday as it continues to grapple with the controversy surrounding its partnership with transgender, what is in your pants, TikTok personality Dylan Mulvaney. The new spot features one of its famous Budweiser clandestine horses as it trots majestically across American landmark like the Grand Canyon and the St. Louis Arch. Do we want to watch this? Let's see. Let me put this on, see if there's any audio here. Let's watch this and see.
Let me tell you a story about a beer rooted in the heart of America, found in a community where a handshake is a sure contract, brewed for those who found opportunity in challenge and hope in tomorrow, raised by generations willing to sip, share, risk, remember. This is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit.
Again, for me, this is too little too late. This is too little too late. This comes across as not being genuine. This comes across as damage control, as it says there. Damage control. Doesn't come across as genuine. Although it was Bud Light, not Budweiser, that teamed with Mulvaney, they are both produced by the same company, of course. So, and If they had done this commercial with Bud Light, it would probably get bashed, as we saw. If you follow me on Swell, they got demolished when they finally tweeted. It was fun to read, fun stuff. Gotta get on Swell. It tells you there. If you're listening with your ears and you can't see, if you have Apple or Android, you can simply go to your respective stores and download Swell, and then follow REHDOGG and get in on all the fun. But Anheuser-Busch, and this is clearly an attempt to win back beer drinkers who were turned off by the Mulvaney affair. So far, the commercial seems to be garnering attention. It has over 39 million views on Twitter as of this writing. The narrative describes the story. Okay, so we went through all that already. We're not going to read it again. We just listened to it. The formula is simple. A majestic horse, iconic landmarks, mainly men America, and beer. Noticeably, only one woman is featured in what's otherwise a homage to brotherhood. As I've reported, sales of Bud Light dropped after many became unhappy with the Mulvaney partnership. So we know this. Nevertheless, the episode has clearly spooked executives, as senior management admitted the campaign was a mistake. Anheuser-Busch CEO Brendan Whitworth even issued a statement reiterating the company's support for the fabric of the country. However, it wasn't really an apology and didn't address the obvious elephant in the room. Teaming with Mulvaney, and as the red state Bonchi wrote, didn't really make anyone happy. Will this new ad mollify the critics? Not for me. Not everyone will be easily swayed. I won't be swayed at all. So you have, apparently Don Jr. is though. Oh, you have Ole London, who's tweeted, Budweiser released pro-American ad 2 weeks after Dylan Mulvaney backlash. The new advert comes after Anheuser-Busch CEO released a statement which failed to apologize for the backlash and instead talked about traditional values and being pro-American or pro-America. Another Twitter user claimed he'd never drink AB products again. I don't blame him. So America First Stacy says, my favorite advertisement by a mile was the clandestine after 9/11. It was absolute perfection. After your embrace of this transgender agenda, Transformer, what is in your pants? Glorifying a man when a man loves a woman. She don't have a penis in her legs. That's the truth. That's the truth. 15 minutes of fame by mocking women. I will never buy, drink, or serve your beer again. Boycott Anheuser-Busch. So, I can't disagree. Again, as I said before, I'm not into boycotting, but I'm into not, if I don't like something, I won't support it myself. But I'm fine with this. I'm fine with whatever people want to do, let them do it. But sometimes companies should be held accountable. Someone says, hey, I like this commercial, but wish they'd never stepped away from this type of thing in the first place. and while I appreciate the clandestino, I still don't think I'm ready to grab a bud. And I concur, not that I'm a drinker anymore, but if I was, I wouldn't be grabbing it. No, 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 no. I certainly wouldn't be grabbing it. Again, go into your stores, politicalbombshow.com store, by going to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow store and get your Cop Hero t-shirt. Get your Cop Hero t-shirt and support this channel. Support this channel. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next one.
Come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.